Once upon a time in the quiet little town of Serenityville, there lived a man named Walter. Now, Walter was known far and wide as the grumpiest person in town. He had a permanent scowl etched on his face, and he had a knack for finding fault in everything and everyone. One sunny morning, as Walter was grumbling his way to the local coffee shop, he stumbled upon a mysterious bottle lying in the middle of the sidewalk. With a sigh, he picked it up, expecting nothing more than a piece of litter to add to his ever-growing list of annoyances. But as he examined the bottle, he noticed a tiny, weathered note inside. Intrigued, Walter carefully extracted the note and read it aloud. "Congratulations, you've just won a 1 week, all expenses paid vacation to the happiest place on earth." Quote, Walter's scowl deepened, and he muttered to himself, "Great, just what I needed, a vacation filled with people being happy and cheerful." How ironic. Nevertheless, the note contained specific instructions for claiming his prize. So Walter begrudgingly followed them. A few days later, he found himself at the entrance of a colorful, bustling amusement park, adorned with joyful music and smiling faces everywhere. Walter's vacation was filled with rides that made him scream with terror, cotton candy that made his teeth ache, and endless laughter that grated on his nerves. He couldn't escape the relentless cheerfulness that surrounded him. As the week came to an end, Walter returned home, his face still bearing a permanent scowl. However, something had changed deep within him. He couldn't deny the irony that had unfolded before his very eyes. He had won a trip to the happiest place on earth, and had spent an entire week surrounded by happiness, even if he hadn't been willing to embrace it. In the end, Walter realized that sometimes life throws the most ironic situations at us, and the best way to deal with them is to find humor in the unexpected. And who knows, maybe next time he'd win a trip to the grumpiest place on earth, where he'd feel right at home.